What a real joy it is to begin a new week of broadcasting the gospel on our 15-minute, every day, Monday through Friday, broadcast on a number of stations, and we thank God for every station that carries sermon and song. We will never know until we get to heaven how many people listen, who listens, and what good is done. I just recently met a lady that had been saved by listening to the Gospel Hour. Now, that's on many of the stations that we're on, in fact, most of them. And, of course, the late Oliver Green's messages are being played. And he's been dead close to 20 years now, something like that. And she was saved 25 years or more listening to the Gospel Hour. And she was telling me about it, and I asked her, I said, "Have you written and told the Gospel Hour that you were saved and that you thank God for it and that kind of thing?" And she said, "Well, no, I haven't." Now, that's 25 years ago. And so I encouraged her to do so and made her almost made her promise to do so. But at least, you see, we never know what's going on when we broadcast the gospel. We never know who the Holy Spirit will have listening. And so therefore, I encourage you to pray for this program and every other program that preaches the Word of God and stands true to thus saith the Lord, and pray that many precious souls will come to know Christ and Christians will live right. You know, one's just as important as the other. If Christians don't live right, sinners are not going to get saved. If Christians don't repent, how can you expect sinners to repent? And so I preach just what the Bible says. If it applies to the saint, I preach it to the saint. If it applies to the sinner or the lost person, I preach it to the lost person. And so we never know, and we'll not know till we get to heaven the results of the program. Please excuse me for taking that much time off my preaching today, but I did want to encourage you to be a part of the ministry by telling someone else about it, and of course, you're listening as well. And then we would appreciate hearing from you. Now, look with me at 1 Peter chapter 3, and I want you to look today at verse 19. Now, as I said when I took up verse 18, I do not believe that there is a break in the thought when we come from between verse 17 and verse 18. I believe that when he's talking about Christ suffering once for our sins, though it's doctrinal, though certainly it preaches and teaches the truth of the Word of God, and we use it and use that verse many times in when we're preaching about the cross, he is showing these people by example that they did not suffer and are not suffering like the Lord Jesus Christ suffered when he suffered for us. Now, Peter, being a preacher, and he was a preacher. Peter was a hard preacher. If you don't believe it, you just remember some of the things that we've been preaching about as we've gone through the book of 1 Peter. Every once in a while, somebody says, "Preacher, that's just too hard. People can't take that." Well, if you can't take that, what the Bible says, then there's something wrong with you. There isn't anything wrong with the Bible. Peter was a hard preacher. Now, I think Peter had a heart that was as big as a heart could be. And I think he loved the people, and I think he preached with compassion, which we all must do at all times. I don't believe that Peter ever put down the love of God in favor of the wrath of God. I believe he preached both of them, as the Bible teaches. But Peter, being the preacher that he was, let me get to verse 19 now, he just couldn't help but add something here in these next few verses that meant a great deal to him. And of course, I know the Holy Spirit led him and directed him to write it. But he's talking about Christ and him being an example to those who are suffering for Jesus' sake, and that they will be quickened by the Spirit. Now, they will be raised from the dead. That's what he's saying. You will get your new body. It will not always be as it is now. You will get your new body. By which, verse 19, also, that's by the crucifixion, by his suffering, by his paying for our sins in his body on the tree, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, something came to Peter's mind that actually just thrilled his heart. He said, not only did Jesus die for us, and we certainly could never suffer as much as Jesus suffered, but he said, he also, when he died, when he paid the penalty for our sins on the cross, went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now, what's he talking about here? He said, well, let's just go on and read. Which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Now, what he's referring to is all of those people who were saved prior to the time of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Prior to the time of his crucifixion, they were saved. Now, how were they saved? Like everybody else is saved. There is only one plan of salvation in the Bible. There is only one plan of salvation. Now, to you that are being led into some of this hyper-Calvinism and some of this covenant theology, there's more than one covenant in the Bible, and God deals differently with different people, and the Bible must be rightly divided, but at the same time, there's only one plan of salvation. There's only one plan of redemption, and that's by grace through faith. And everybody that was saved from Adam right on was saved by grace through faith. Now, he said, these spirits are in prison. Their bodies are in the ground, and they have decayed, no doubt. Most of them have decayed, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now, they were captured. Being in prison means you are in confinement. It means you're captured, you're in confinement, and you take the word for what it means. These souls and spirits, were in a place. Now, I can tell you what I believe and believe the Bible teaches. I believe that Hades was divided into two compartments until the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that there was the fire side of Hades. Hades simply means the place of departed spirits. And Abraham was there, and not only was Abraham there, but the rich man was there in the gulf between them, and he was in fire. So you've got two places in Hades. You've got two sections of Hades. And he said he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now these spirits in prison that he preached to were those that were saved. Certainly after a man dies, there's no need to preach to him. There's no need to preach to him after he dies. How many of us have come to the place where we realize we should have witnessed to somebody after they died? Well, it's going to be impossible for me to even bring this to any kind of a close today, but I do hope you'll reread these verses between now and tomorrow and that you'll be on hand, because these following verses are very, very important in understanding the book of Peter and understanding what the Lord has to say here.